The marbled murrelet is a familiar sight in Alaska waters. The dark, robin-sized bird has been listed as a threatened species in California, Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia, but they're common along the Alaska south coast. Their keening call carries across the water as pairs and small flocks keep track of each other. Murrelets tend to forage in pairs or small groups, although outside the breeding season or in areas where food is concentrated, they may be gregarious and form flocks of several hundred birds. They generally forage for schooling fish in shallow waters near shore or in deeper water where upwelling and tidal rips bring food near the surface. Marbled murrelet's nesting habits are so elusive that this was the last bird in the United States to have its nesting site discovered and described. In southeast Alaska, these birds typically nest inland in old-growth forests, usually flying at dawn and dusk. They lay a single egg on a large, moss-covered branch of a tall tree. During nesting season, parents take turns incubating the egg, switching duties every 24 hours. The marbled murrelet is one of the few birds that becomes more drab in its breeding plumage, turning a marbled brown. This adaptation helps it hide from predators when in the nest. Murrelets on the wing are dark, fast, compact birds that fly low over the water, flapping constantly. On the water, they are quick to dive. Murrelets often feed in mixed flocks with other seabirds. Look for a tight flock of gulls hovering and dipping into the water, and it's likely there will be some murrelets there. The diving and swimming murrelets chase the forage fish up to the surface, and the gulls drive the fish down in the water column, benefiting both types of birds. At sea in summer, look for birds on the water holding fish in their bills. These birds are likely waiting for dusk to make a food delivery to their nestlings.